was dat er zelfs.
Clapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing's left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Now, feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. And buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I'd done, and every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away, looking for the home I hope she'll find. I'd trade all of my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing's left to lose, and nothing ain't worth nothing but it's free. And feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Take the ribbon from you.
Yeah, not as fast on the draw as I used to be. Willie Nelson sings Christofferson, the last track we heard. My name is Slugger. You're listening to KFJC Vinylthon. Welcome. And thanks for listening. All vinyl today. This show, next show, not really sure how long it's going. We'll just have to figure it out. Anyway, this was a great album I found at the Goodwill a couple weeks ago. Willie Nelson sings Christofferson. Mr. Christofferson there in the background as well. Great album. A little staticky, but good. Another, this was from my public library. I found them selling, well, whatever, they said whatever people give them, which at this point was vinyl. I found some Errol Garner at the library book sale. Nice to, two record set. Let's see, what else here? I think I'm up to date on that, actually. Record collecting, bargain bin hunting, it's one of the few things that poor boys like me can do and come away with some really cool finds. More coming up, but I was going to tell you about the farm situation Monday. According to my intel, Jack Tarr will be down on the farm. So that ought to be a good time, I think. Jack Tarr down on the farm from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This Monday. Milking the cows. All right, another Goodwill find in the last couple weeks was this folk lyric records collection, Texas-Mexican Border Music, Volume 5. The string bands, and all right, so it's a collection. I've got a track by Lydia Mendoza queued up, one called Panchita on Your Way to the West, KFJC.
Tierra te ha de volver a llevar. Town of San Angelo. A hot sun was glowing, a warm wind was blowing, still not as warm as the lips that I waited to kiss. Cheeks that put blushing red roses to shame, lips that were fresher than flowers when kissed by the rain. Dark eyes that sparkle much brighter than diamonds. She was a beauty, Socorro was my lover's name. I met her down in Laredo. Everyone there in this border town called her the Rose. Mexican cowboys drank to Socorro. Everyone loved her, but I was the one that she chose. An outlaw above all the rest. Now my heart beats so madly. Soon she will be at my side. She sent a message a long time ago. Socorro had promised to meet me in San Angelo. I was aware of the chance I was taking. I was an outlaw, but great was my love for this girl. I must be with her, I can't stay away. Nights spent without her are lonely, and so are the days. If it means death, then I'll have to chance it. Only a few moments more and she'll be in my arms. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I tied my horse and I started to walk down the street. Where was Socorro? Had she forgotten? This was the day and the hour that she wanted to meet. But something is wrong with our plans, and I fear death awaits me. Here on this hot, dusty street, up on a housetop, but still I can see, there hides a man with the rifle, it's pointed at me. I might escape from the man with the rifle, but there are others just like him that I cannot see. Back of each window, the click of a gun. Die if I stay, and my love for her won't let me run. Where is Socorro? Will my eyes see her? Then in a moment she runs from her door down the street. Up on your horse she is crying. Right out of town, it's a trap and they're waiting for you. But if I ride out, she must ride with me. Then in a moment I know that our chances are gone. For a bullet is well on its way, and it finds my Socorro. She dies as she falls in my arms. Tears dim my vision, but plainly I see the ranger that killed her is standing there waiting for me. I walk to meet him, my one thought is beating. He deserves death, and I swear that this ranger will die. I beat his draw and I shot him 6 times just as fast as the bullets would fly. My gun is empty, oh, more I would shoot him. Now there are others just like him that want me to die. Their bullets are coming my way. How they hurt when they hit me. The pain makes me fall to the ground. Gone is my strength, just the will left to fight. I hear the sound of the lead as it robs me of life. If I must die, let me find Socorro. Let me hold on to her hand for the few moments left. Blindly I search and it isn't in vain. I touch the soft velvet hand and it eases the pain. Life is no more, but we're together. Even in death she's my lover, it's over.
There. Interesting noises going on. I like noises. We'll go with that. Hey, Sluggo here, KFGC Vinyl Thon. Right smack dab in the middle of it. Playing some Goodwill and thrift store finds collected recently. I don't know if that's the air conditioner, but something is buzzing around in my headphones. Anyway, heard from Marty Robbins, Return of the Gunfighter, and that was the track San Angelo. Alright, that's better. Not sure what was going on there. Lydia Mendoza. In front of that, Tex-Mex, or Texas-Mexican, really, border music, pre-Tex-Mex, I guess, probably. Willie Nelson, Me and Bobby McGee, before that. Anyway. Another thrift store find, I think that's what we're going in, Fats Waller. On your Fine 89, KFGC.
Yes, you do, yeah? tried to get with it and hustle down to disco for good time, but it all go bad.
Aw, come on, how bad could it be?
But you said, me tell you whole Jerusalem story.
Where's my cookie?
Please stop music.
dancing. Please, 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 let me back in.
It's your Wave of the West, 89.7 KFGC. Right in the middle of a really cool piece of vinyl from Christian Marclay. It's from a record called Album Without a Cover, and it lives in the library without any kind of cover. It's just a disc thrown in amongst the rest of the albums, and it's made to change as it gets degraded. I don't know, but Christian Marclay always doing something interesting. This one is a one-sided slab of sound. In front of that was Arclight, or at least the track Arclight. Mind Sign was the group from the album Yanzen. We also heard from the Cookie Monster, a problem I'm sure most of us have had, losing your cookie at the disco. Not a fun time. That's off of Sesame Street Fever, and another Goodwill find, worth it just for the album cover. Then you got all that too. That's Waller before that. I Just Made Up With That Old Girl of Mine. Another Goodwill find album, Handful of Keys on RCA. I think we're up to date there. Hey, I'll let you know that last break that Jack Tar was down on the farm. Means he's neglecting his duties over the Blues Collective. It's like Oligarch is in this Tuesday. So that ought to be a good show right there. Blues Collective is every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All right, I can hear some of you screaming out there, but not me. I'm going to play out a little more of this Christian Marclay. See what happens. Lots of other weirdness to come. Some recorded on discs. Home recorded on. How about that? Back into it. KJC. Don't touch that dial, it's KFGC. It's supposed to sound like this. Christian Mark Clay, Manipulated Records. Been digging on that for a while. I'm gonna let you know about something called the Stellar Axis. Stellar Axis is an exhibition celebrating a unique art installation created in the far reaches of Antarctica. In 2006, artist Lita Albuquerque led an expedition of researchers and artists to the South Pole to build an earthly constellation of fabricated spheres representing 99 of the stars in the Antarctic sky. The exhibit includes expedition photos, a documentary video, and one of the surviving 99 spheres. 99 Luftspheres at the Kanner Arts Center, Stanford University. Kanner Arts Center. That's through August 18th. See museumstanford.edu for additional information. So we're going to hear some more noisy things. Hear some of these Recordio discs. Most of these are. It's cool, red Wilcox Gay discs, and you get a machine and you can record on them 33 or 78 RPM, and usually record on the radio as well. So I think this next one is maybe an interview with the Cubs. Let's see what we can do. It's a wave of the West, KFGC. It's Vinyl-thon, people. All vinyl. All.
Let's join Pat Flanagan at Wrigley Field on the West Coast. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Pat Flanagan speaking from Wrigley Field. But we're at Wrigley Field out on the West Coast, where the Cubs are out here ready to play a ball game against the St. Louis Browns today. I've taken some of the older players in the Cubs, got them together again. We're going to find out what their opinions are as to the ball season in general, how they feel, and what the club looks like. Let's start out here with McCullough. How about it, Clyde?
Well, Pat, things look good. I think we're going to have a good ball club. All the fellas in pretty good shape.
What can you tell me about any particular fellas that have looked good to you in the catching department?
Well, Sheffing, they all look good. Sheffing looks exceptionally good to me.
No sore arms?
Well, I don't know about that, Pat. The fellas, they've been throwing, you know, they haven't cut loose yet. And you can't tell whether they have a sore arm or not until they get in a ball game.
Have the senior boys picked up a call in the way they're liable to hit this year?
Well, they've been hitting the ball good. Everybody's been hitting the ball exceptionally good over here. And we've had fine weather.
Well, how about these fellows that used to hit these little dinky ones? They seem to be getting more power back at them?
Well, it seems that way. They've been getting pretty good drives to the ball.
And the outfielders have been handling them all right?
Yes, they have. Ricketts looked awful good.
Well, now, you were in the Navy, and I'm going to ask you this season. A lot of you fellows were in the Army and the Navy and the Marines, things of that sort. You had to hit an entirely different sort of physical training to keep yourselves in shape. You weren't using those baseball muscles. How about it? Do you think you're going to feel better all the way through the league, these fellows coming back?
Well, Pat, you know, you've read and you've heard about the service is going to handicap the ball players. Well, I don't think so. I know I feel much better than before.
In what way do you feel better?
Well, I feel like playing ball. I don't get as weak as I used to, and I love the game more, you know. I appreciate it more, in other words.
You have more enthusiasm, is that what you mean?
That's right, Patty.
Well, do you think that's going to be the same thing with these other fellows who have come back to service?
I certainly do, and I think it's going to help the other fellows along, too, seeing those fellows get out there and hustle them better now.
Well, now, when you're away, did you run into any ball players that looked good to you?
Well, I saw a few ball players. This Los Angeles ball club have a second baseman over there that looked mighty good to me, and that's Henry Shin. You know, the Cubs belong to him.
Yeah. Well, in what way did he look good? Is he fast?
Well, he can run 100 yards in 10 seconds. He hits very good. He handles himself good.
He handles himself at second and a pivot all right?
He's very good, Pat.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad to know that. So it looks like from your department and what you have seen, we should have better baseball all the way through this year, right?
I think so.
All right, fine. Thanks a lot. Now let's go over here and see one of these other boys. How about it? Lenny Morello, huh?
Okay, Pat.
Lenny, will you tell me what your opinion is of the ball club in general and the people who are working in your department? That infield stuff?
Well, the ball club in general looks very good, Pat. We had 2 weeks of training over there at Catalina. We didn't lose one day due to bad weather. The only thing is we took a little easy on account of the breezes over there.
Well, they do that quite often, don't
they? That's right. Previous years, the fellows of different fellows have come up with bad arms. And, well, we're all anxious to get over here to Wrigley Field, which is closed in park, and everybody be able to loosen up and get that good training in.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what have you seen in the line of other fellows who might take jobs away from some of these old-timers in the ball club?
Well, I can't say right now because Charlie hasn't named any one particular fellow. Everybody's working the same way.
Well, I'm not worried about Charlie. I'm thinking of your opinion.
Oh, in my opinion.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think Clyde McCullough has mentioned Marvin Rickard. He looks very exceptionally good this season. He's hit the ball very well.
He has, what sort of a hitter is he? A full hitter?
He's a left-hand hitter, hit the ball through all fields, and he's fast.
Does he get that line drive stuff or does Long Island?
Well, he gets both. He gets that long ball and he gets that line drive, too. He's very fast.
He's a fast man?
Looks like a good ball player.
Well, and how does he handle himself at his work in the field?
Very good. He's a natural out in the outfield.
Well, that's quite nice to know. Because you know how I am. I want those Cubs to be right up in there. Do you think you're going to win a pennant again?
We have a very good chance of doing it.
Who do you think you're going to have to beat to win that?
I think we'll have to beat the Cardinals, though.
Just the Cardinals alone?
Well, every ball club in the league is strengthened with these lieutenant servicemen, and it's going to be a battle all the way through.
So it looks like maybe Brooklyn might have a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, Brooklyn's going to have a good ball club, and my hometown being Boston, and reading the paper, they all went along, and they've really strengthened their ball club.
Are you still
first
full
place, they've got Southworth there. And
yeah.
That not that I'm pulling for them, because they're in the same league we're in.
But you do like the old hometown.
That's right.
What do you like about Boston particularly? Because there's so many Irish there?
Oh, there's a lot of Irishmen. There's a few Italians like myself.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks a lot, Lenny. I'm going to go over here and see this old-timer. Staggering up to the microphone is a fellow who's been playing baseball for the Cubs since 1841. What is your name, old man?
Stan Hack.
How are you, Stan?
Fine, Hack.
I saw you talking with one of the boys over here from the St. Louis Browns, and he spoke something about the length of time you had been up with the Cubs. How long have you been with them?
Well, I'm on my 14th year now.
Boy, and I saw you come up as a long, skinny, gangly kid over there.
Well, I'm not very fat right now, Stan.
No, you're in good shape, aren't you?
Yeah, just about what I want to be.
Well, Stan, as one of the old-timers, how do things look to you?
Well, they look swell to me. Of course, everybody's improved this year. You can't tell until you see them just how much they have improved.
They have to get actually in a competition then.
That's right.
And the boys commence to bear down from that mound. It makes it a little bit tougher.
It always makes it a little tougher when they start bearing down a little bit.
Well, Stan, I've noticed that for the last 10 years, it seems to me, people around Chicago have been saying, well, Hack's playing third base on a dime. He can't last another year. How long do you still get by, huh?
Well, I don't know. I guess I've been lucky in having the ball hit right at me.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of them hit quite a distance away from you. You could go and get just the same. What's the spirit of the ball club this year, among the younger fellows and the older fellows?
Oh, just fine, Pat. We're everybody's getting along swell, and we're having we're just not making work out of it. We're having a good time. I mean, we're working hard and.
Well, it's
and,
a good mental attitude all the way
yeah,
through.
Yeah, making fun out of it, that's the thing. Yeah. That fellas get out there and work hard and bear down all the time, well, then somebody's going to get grumpy. But to get out there and do a little hollering and kidding and stuff, why, that's all right in spring. The bear down will come when the season opens.
Well, what you're doing then is actually getting in shape, both physically and mentally, to see what you can do. Huh?
That's right.
And the whole ball club has done the same thing.
That's it, exactly.
You've had a pretty big squad, haven't you?
Largest I think I've ever seen since I've been with the ball club.
And that's been a long time, as we said a little while ago.
Yep.
Well, now, you and I have come to the point where it's almost a catastrophe for a radio announcer. Here we are, standing here shooting off our faces. We're supposed to have, let's see, we've had two or three of you on, haven't we?
Yes.
And who are we supposed to have on this microphone? I just turned around and walked away from us. Can you remember?
We're supposed to have Phil.
Phil
here, but he's hidden right now.
All right, maybe we can take this boy right over here.
Don, yeah.
Haven't got him yet, have I? How are you, Don?
It's fine, thank you, Pat.
Last name is Johnson.
That's right.
I've been talking with some of the old-timers, and we're putting you in here with the old-timers group to tell what you think about the ball club in general. What do you think of it?
Well, we've got a good hustling ball club. We should have a good ball club this year.
What do you think?